It's here and now. Penn State University is close to a financial settlement with the sex abuse victims of former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The price tag will be in the $60 million range. The victims include Matt Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky's adopted son, who is going to testify for his father and then told investigators he'd also been abused. This week, Matt Sandusky filed papers in court to have his last name changed, so this story is still reverberating. Jerry Sandusky serving a 30 to 60-year prison sentence after his conviction last summer on 45 counts of sexual abuse of 10 boys, some of that abuse occurring on the Penn State campus. The scandal brought down the school's iconic head football coach, Joe Paterno, who died in January 2012, 2 months after being fired. Mike Sisak of the Citizen's Voice newspaper in Wilkes-Barre has been following this story. And Mike, we understand there were 32 plaintiffs in this case. So is everyone getting some money from this settlement?
It's unclear if all 32 will be part of the settlement at this point. A majority of them certainly will be, and that includes all the victims that testified at Jerry Sandusky's trial. And then there are others who have made claims that Sandusky abused them back in the 1970s, the 80s, and on. And it's unclear whether all the claims will be settled in this group or whether some of them might have some additional details that still need to be worked out. But a majority of the 32 are part of this settlement package.
And remind us who some of these victims are. And by the way, have all of the victims that witnesses saw been found? Because at one time, people came forward and said they saw or witnessed some abuse, but the child was not known.
There were two instances of that that came out of Jerry Sandusky's trial. There was one boy who was seen by a janitor in a locker room at Penn State, and then the other boy, who was known as Victim 2, was seen by the assistant football coach, Mike McQuarrie, and he, of course, is the person that reported the activity to Joe Paterno and up the chain, which led to Penn State's involvement in this alleged conspiracy. There is a man who claims to be Victim 2, and he is represented by a law firm out of Philadelphia. He has not made any public statements, has not identified himself any further, but last summer he did release some voicemails that he said he received from Jerry Sandusky right around the time of Jerry Sandusky's trial to try to verify that he indeed was this young man that had been abused.
And just to make sure I've heard you, the young boy in the 2001 shower incident that was reported to Joe Paterno and three top university administrators by then the graduate assistant Mike McQuarrie, we remember this, he said that he saw this incident in the shower. Is that young man found in part of the settlement?
Yes, there's a person who says he is that young man. He hasn't given any additional details of, you know, who he is or what his identity is. Of course, a lot of these victims want to remain anonymous. They don't want to, you know, have their lives examined closely by the media and others. But there is a young man that says he is victim to that boy from the shower, and he would be included in this settlement.
Well, I mentioned the former Penn State officials. They're fighting criminal charges that they either concealed information or failed to report some of these allegations. How is this resonating in that area now that this there might be a settlement?
Well, there's a lot of concern that the trial of those three individuals, the former Penn State president Graham Spanier, the former athletic director Tim Curley, and the former vice president Gary Schultz, they still have not gone to trial. They have a preliminary hearing scheduled for next week, but that case has lingered on a lot longer than the Sandusky criminal trial. And there is concern among Pennsylvania residents that taxpayer funds or tuition might be used to pay some of these settlements. Penn State, of course, has said that it has insurance money and interest from loans, interest from investments, I should say, that it has set aside to pay these settlements on these lawsuits.
So
there is still concern.
It's still reverberating. Mike Sisak of the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, thanks so much.
Thank you.